It's Rosie on the House. We're talking light, 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 light up with everything from LED, LEC, EDI, IOD, CLF, FLC, HQR,
PAR, BR,
ZQY, Sarah in Glendale. Good morning, ma'am. Welcome to the program. How may we help you? She must have forgotten that. Let's see what we can do for Kelly in Tucson. Good morning, sir. What are you working on?
Good morning. We also remodeled our kitchen a few years ago, and one of the options was having the light ceiling fixtures with the ballast next to them, and I kind of didn't want to go for that. I was kind of doing half the work myself. I did have a licensed electrician run the wires through the roof and everything. And what I ended up with was they were, you know, just attractive to me. My wife were these halogen light track lights and then individual lights. It's the bulb is MR16GU10. They're 50 watts, and the bulbs we bought, they say they're guaranteed for 2 years. Well, they don't last 6 months, and you know, it's $7, $8, $9 a piece. It's just been a bummer. And I'm wondering if there is an LED equivalent to that. And additionally, the heat they put off is just is ridiculous.
Yeah, there is a GU10 base LED bulb. It's probably in the 6-7 watt range. You can probably get down even lower. But if you want to do 50 watt equivalent, you're going to be in the 6-7 watt range. Probably going to cost you around the $30 to $35 range for them. If you're replacing them that fast, you still will pay for itself in just a short period of time.
Yeah, it's easily $100 a year. We've
and like you say, you have no heat to speak of
with the LED. He'll lose LED. All the heat.
With all the heat, yeah, you know, so it'll be just a. Putting out the light. The difference, the thing that you want to look for is here again, the color that you want, the color of the bulb. It's, you know, a normal bulb is 2700 Kelvin, a daylight is 4100, so and they can go up to 6. Now
that's the one I want.
Yeah, that's the blue car lights that you see coming down the road at you. So you kind of want to be in the middle of there.
Now, I know there's a number of different lighting stores in Tucson he could get that, but mm-hmm. maybe somebody's listening out in Payson or mm-hmm. they're catching up the signal in Paulden. Y'all ship, correct? Y'all have an online store that could go?
We have an online store. Now, let me tell you something about online. Do not just go online to type in Google LED light bulbs and start buying light bulbs from online. You need to actually talk to somebody about the because bulbs, LED bulbs will range anywhere from, for the same bulb, $8 to $30. And it's not buy the cheapest contractor out there. Don't give him the bid, you know, type situation. If you buy cheap, you're getting cheap.
Talk about that a little bit, because in LED, that really applies. You were sharing with me the fact that these diodes get graded, and then there's the cheap grades drop into one basket, and those all mm-hmm. go to one manufacturer, and they make one light. And then I have no idea how diodes are graded, but fixture really has more expensive components going in it.
That's correct. Yeah, they are graded into, let's say, 5 or 6 different grades. And, you know, the cheaper graded diodes, there's your Christmas lights, under cabinet, some of the under cabinet little strip lights.
Okay, so buying LEDs, don't do it over the internet unless you have somebody to talk to. If they wanted to find your internet LED supply store, where would it be?
Just go to statewidelighting.com. And then we have a catalogs page, and then there our e-stores are on that.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. In Tucson as well, Harriet has called in. We were talking earlier about ballasts and outside mm-hmm. lighting, and has called in with a question about hers. Good morning, ma'am.
Hi. How are you, Rosie?
Very good.
I have a hexagonal light fixture in my kitchen with 2 round fluorescent bulbs in it, and I bought this 34 years ago. I put it up myself. I can't do it anymore. I've been too sick. But now the guy says the ballast is shot on it. Can that be replaced, or do I have to go out and get another fixture? I really like this fixture, and I don't know what to do about it.
Yes, they still have the ballast available in a retrofit kit or whatever. You know, you can buy the ballast. You just have to go to, and I'm not sure what's in Tucson, but go to a lighting store. Don't go, you know, here again, the big box stores wouldn't probably have it. But a lighting store down there, and there's a number of them, they can get the ballasts for you. It's nice if you can take a good picture of the faceplate of the ballast so that they can match it up, because those circular ones do have different sizes, 12-inch, 14-inch, 16-inch. So make sure and take a good picture of the face of the ballast.
Harriet, we appreciate the call. We're on the topics of light and light bulbs. We're talking a little bit about the difference of LED and CFL. And I think CFL, I don't know. Maybe I'm jumping to conclusions here, but I think the buyer acceptance of CFL never got to where they were hoping it would be. I'm hoping LED becomes a little bit more successful in its attempt to reduce people's power consumption to light up their world. And we're going to talk a little bit more about LEDs when we get back. Right here at Rosie on the House, I never have figured out why a 10,000-hour CFL at my house only lasts about 2 months.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.